reality or give me death. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Okay, we've got all the breaking news. Major earthquake just hit Mexico City. Hurricane Maria perhaps coming to Florida again. At least the Florida governor says they're going to watch that. An entire stack of news of liberal nonsense. Trump knocks them dead at the UN. But first, here's the young turds telling you that climate change is going to cost $100 trillion.
Among the very few Republicans in this country who actually accept that climate change is happening and that human beings are making it worse, they tell us that we still can't act on it because it's just going to cost too darn much money. There's nothing we can do about it because that's a big cost, and we don't want corporations to have to pay it. We don't want taxpayers to have to foot the bill to keep this country safe from rising sea levels and monster storms that are coming at an alarming rate. No.
How about you just quit driving your car?
Republicans, a new study has come out, and it said that the cost of Donald Trump's climate change denial, his refusal to do anything about the problem, is going to end up costing us about
Hold on. Come on. So, I can't even wrap my head. Okay, so by not spending any money, it's going to cost us more money. Am I getting that right, crew? Okay, I'm just making sure I heard that right. Okay, let's go back to the young turds.
Dollars. And that total $100 trillion is going to come from several different areas. The first and most obvious is from direct damage caused by climate-related events, such as Hurricane
Harvey. This guy actually looks like Dr. Evil. He actually looks like Dr. Evil.
Climate change is going to cost you money.
But things like that cost money. The wildfires in the West right now, those are going to cost federal dollars.
They don't even let those people actually deal with these fires how they should be.
And we have to stop
by backburning.
Importantly. So that's where a large chunk of the money is going to come from.
This guy's going to start talking about moon lasers soon.
The new Daily Beast.
He wants a laser on the moon.
That very few people have discussed, and that is the
fight
carbon
global warming.
In case you're
moon lasers.
It, basically what that
oh, and now he wants your money.
Is when the price of a good
So climate change is going to cost us money, by spending less money, give me money.
Around the globe with fossil fuels. Eventually that bubble bursts. Doesn't seem like such a big deal. The price goes
down. This guy's
down,
hilarious.
Right? Well, when you consider the fact that one third
why make trillions when we can make
assets
climate
are
change
invested in fossil fuel companies, fossil fuel stocks, that bubble amounts
but don't worry about Al Gore being invested in all the carbon tax, you know, trades. Don't worry about that.
The entire wealth of the planet completely wiped out overnight. A lot of billionaires suddenly become broke. Millionaires lose everything. Fossil fuel companies
now
shut their doors. And while, yeah, for the most part, that doesn't matter to most of us. We need fossil fuel companies shut down. I have no sympathy for millionaires and billionaires who've been coddled by our government.
Wait a second. Hold on. This guy's entire operation has probably run off fossil fuel. In fact, he might be run off fossil fuel himself. Go back to this clown.
Will have obvious ripple effects.
This is Dr. Evil. I'm sorry. Go back to the doctor.
Countless people, hundreds of millions, most likely, into a deep depression. The reason this is even happening.
This is like a real life
is,
Dr.
Again,
Evil.
Goes back to Donald Trump's climate change denial and his refusal to allow the federal government.
Oh, it's all
to
Trump's denial. Hey, all right. Enough from Dr. Evil. Thank you, Dr. Evil from the Young Turks. Hey, you know, Florida's been without power. Yet somehow, when they didn't burn all the coal with all that electricity and fly all those planes into Florida, somehow hurricanes are still forming. What is going on in Florida? The power was out. They weren't burning coal, but still hurricanes were forming. What is going on, Dr. Evil? But there's Dr. Evil telling you some made-up claim to take money from you.
The people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017, and we've got all kinds of news. We just had news break right before we got on air here, 3 p.m. Central Time in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars World Headquarters. A major earthquake has just hit Mexico City. They're saying it's I'm seeing as high as a 7.4, I'm seeing a 6.8, I'm also seeing 7.1. We've got a map of that. We'll be breaking that down as well as showing you some of the footage from the earthquake area from Mexico City. Some pretty shocking stuff there. We've got Trump's UN speech today that really rocked the world. He got a loud ovation for his speech when he talked about Iran. He's been getting praise from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He hit Venezuela. He hit communism. He hit the Rocket Man in North Korea. So we're going to have all of those clips of President Trump UN speech today. We've got Paul Nehlen joining us at 3:33 Central. That's this hour in the first hour. He's running against Paul Ryan. We'll get his take on everything that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, including the wiretapping that has just been exposed. Of course, it was exposed a while ago. Now CNN acts like they have the exclusive on it. We've got Ruben Obed El Mejor, who's going to be joining us. He's boots on the ground in the middle of Hurricane Maria that is developing right now. I've got an entire stack of news, just liberal nonsense, just stuff that you wouldn't even believe is going on in America, but that we have to deal with, such as extra credit on tests for explaining your white privilege. Don't worry, that's just the tip of the iceberg on that deal. And then, of course, you've got the stock market continues to climb. And then again, CNN admits Trump right about wiretapping claims. So we've got all of this. James Clapper admitting that he was lying. Basically, Susan Rice admitting that she was lying. The establishment DC swamp really has their backs against the wall right now. It's really quite incredible. Roger Stone will be with us in the second hour from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. And that is pretty much the gestalt of what you can expect today. Oh, also, this is actually some weird stuff. This one just broke actually right before we came on too. Cell phone bomb found hidden in passenger luggage by X-ray machine in India. And then, of course, also on Drudge today, potentially deadly bomb ingredients are frequently bought together on Amazon. So it's kind of like that thing where if you buy a pair of soccer shoes or, something, then you might have a suggested item for a soccer ball or a soccer jersey. Well, now, or they might combine it and make it some sort of a package. Now they're doing that with bomb ingredients on Amazon. So it's just crazy. You had Mike Cernovich talking about, Google basically working with pedophilic activity. Now you've got Amazon essentially working with bomb-making materials or bomb makers. I mean, who knows what that's about? So we're going to have all of that. But the breaking news is the Mexican earthquake that just hit. They're saying a 7.1 earthquake. Go ahead and roll that B-roll, guys. A powerful earthquake jolted Mexico City today, causing buildings to sway sickeningly on the anniversary. Wow. Of the anniversary of the 1985 quake that did major damage to Mexico City. How about that? That's eerie. The extent of damage or injuries are not immediately clear. People fled office buildings. The seismological agency calculated its primary magnitude at 6.8 at its center was east of the city in the state of Puebla. Here, guys, I don't know if this is good on the dot cam, but here's the map right here. Here's Puebla. Here's Mexico City. And they're saying the epicenter is right here. So they're saying the epicenter is right here. You can kind of see the first rings here, and then it goes out. And then it kind of has a weird, like, second epicenter in Mexico City. So I'm not sure if there were two earthquakes or what exactly happened. If you zoom in on Mexico City, you can see how there's kind of like another fractal center north of the epicenter. And this is actually on the, Mexico City just suffered an earthquake, actually closer to the Gulf, so that would be eastern Mexico, just suffered an earthquake before this. So you got all kinds of weird stuff going on. I mean, you want to talk about biblical prophecy coming true, folks. Look at everything that's going on right now. Earthquakes hitting Mexico, hurricanes, wildfires. It just goes on and on. I can't even think of all of it. The solar eclipse. Trump becomes president. I mean, this is truly just another sign of the times. There's weird lightning happening right now on the West Coast, in the San Francisco Bay, in the Los Angeles Bay. Just yesterday on Drudge, he linked to a story about weird flashes in the sky. A lot of times that comes before earthquakes. And we've had experts on the Alex Jones Show saying how they're expecting earthquakes to come soon in the West Coast. In the Northwest, the Montana region, they've already seen some earthquakes. Now you're getting earthquakes in Mexico City. And normally, at least my understanding with earthquakes, oh wow, look at that. You can see the buildings crumbling in some of this B-roll. The buildings literally shaking as siding is crumbling off the buildings. Wow, that is some pretty amazing footage right there of the earthquake in Mexico City today. And normally the way I understand tectonic plates is when one of them shifts or moves a little bit, that usually causes a little gap, and that means another one is going to shift and move a little bit, which obviously means more earthquakes. So again, you're just seeing footage from the earthquake today. Oh my gosh, so you can see a pool basically just being rocked and rattled and all of the water being shaken out of it. So this is all footage from Mexico City today, hit with an earthquake. They're saying 6.8 magnitude in Mexico City. I think the highest I've seen measured is a 7.4. They're saying an average, I think, of 7.1. And this was in Mexico City, which Mexico gets hit with a hurricane, an earthquake. America is getting hit with earthquakes and hurricanes. And it's not because of climate change. It's not because of man-made climate change. That's what they're going to try to use all of this as, a political pawn to get you to believe it's man-made climate change, which of course is absurd. In the big scheme of things, humans are a very, very, very small fracture, a very small element in the overall climate change of planet Earth. Here it looks like some people may be on a river here in Mexico. You can see the waves. Really powerful stuff here. The trees are shaking in the background. Again, this is just breaking here. Tuesday, September 19th, Mexico City hit with an earthquake. Here's some powerful footage. You can see, I guess that's just kind of debris and smoke going up in the air from structure damage in Mexico City today because of the earthquake. This is somebody in a high rise just kind of shooting cell phone video down. Here's some more footage of, it looks like, light posts. You can see shaking there as people are walking through the city. So all of our thoughts and prayers are with those in Mexico City. Hopefully it doesn't look like it was too bad. I mean, overall, you know, all things considered, again, they're not sure. They have said that they're not sure about the extent of the damage, but all things considered, it looks like it's not too bad. But I think that this is just another sign of things to come with the earthquakes and the hurricanes, and really just more than anything, the biblical prophecy. As you can, wow, look at that building shaking right there. That is incredible. And the experts are saying that it's time for California to be hit with a major earthquake. Of course, you've heard about the epic earthquakes in San Francisco before. So you wonder if this shift of the tectonic plates in the southern hemisphere might cause a chain reaction. So we'll continue to keep our eyes peeled on that. This is the War Room. Don't go anywhere. Trump gives an epic speech at the UN today. We'll have that.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back folks. We are about to be joined by Alex Jones. Of course, obviously just finished up the Alex Jones Show, syndicated on hundreds of radio stations nationwide. And he wants to get into the hurricane and everything that's going on right now, the earthquake that just hit Mexico City that's breaking right now. Alex, what's on your mind?
Well, my friend, the big thing that we've all been talking about during the break here, we've even got earthquakes happening in Oklahoma and Arkansas and Texas the last year. That's not been recorded in decades. You've now got huge quakes hitting all over Asia, all over the Pacific Rim, all over North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China. And now the big question is, a lot of seismologists and experts are saying that the super caldera that we know has covered the entire United States basically three times in ancient history is very, very active, set to explode, they think, in the next 100 years. That could be next week or obviously 99 years from now. But that's what the computer models are saying. So there's all these active things happening. But we know that you had the biggest quake in Mexican modern history since they've had seismographs over 100 years. That happened last week at 8.1. Now a 7.1 right in the middle of Mexico City going up towards California and those big fault lines up there that are 12 years overdue for a mega quake, Owen. So again, we are on a planet in space by an active sun with magma under the tectonic plates that we float on. So the congressman Chuck Johnson in Georgia thinks that islands are floating on the water. He doesn't know that there are mountains sticking up, but in a way he's right. Guam is connected to the crust. It's floating on lava, on magma in the Earth's mantle. So, Owen Schroyer, we're reporting live right now on Facebook mentions. I know you're on our AM and FM affiliates and TV affiliates, like Great Cable Station in Houston, and also sending out your own feeds at Infowars.com/show. But back to you to give us your take on this. Now, you've got the big speech Trump gave at the UN today, and open college professors saying, you know, prepare to kill all the cops. It is a total communist civil war they're trying to stage. A crazy time to be alive right now.
It certainly is, and that's why we're expanding our live broadcasting, because news is breaking all the time. We can't possibly cover it in just 4 hours. We need 10 hours. So we have David Knight in the morning, the Alex Jones Show, and then the War Room here with you now. And let's not forget, too, that North Korea, they've been testing bombs. They've had bombs that have registered, I believe, as 6.8 level earthquakes, if I'm not mistaking. I think that those are what the bombs were registering as. Then you also had the latest reports coming out saying that Kim Jong-un's latest nuclear testing with a hydrogen bomb has caused a super volcano to become active again. So that's some crazy stuff too. And while all of the liberals want to cry about global warming, want to cry about climate change, saying that man is causing climate change, essentially the plan is to tax your carbon use and basically tax you into poverty so that you can't do anything anymore because you can't afford the carbon taxes. Only if you're a rich elite can you afford the carbon taxes. But the same Hollywood celebrities that warn you of man-made global warming literally had air condition set up outside of the Emmys. So they were air conditioning the outside, wasting energy. But none of them, all of the people that complain about man-made climate change, none of them mentioned the geoengineering that is on record, spraying chemicals in the sky, cloud seeding, weather fighting, weather weapons. This is all on record, declassified government action. So you've got that going on. You've got private groups that now claim they can cloud seed to either cause rain or to stop rain from happening. But Hollywood and the liberals are silent on that man-made global warming. Then you've got nuclear testing, nuclear bombs being tested. How about Kim Jong-un that just tested a hydrogen bomb that has now caused a super volcano to go active again? If you want to talk about things on Earth that cause climate change, look at volcanoes. Look at how much carbon is emitted from a volcano. It's absurd to say that humans emit more carbon than a volcano. Kim Jong-un tests a hydrogen bomb, causes a super volcano to go active again. Liberals are silent. Liberals are silent. Of course, that's just one angle of it. That's just one angle of it. But we've got the hurricanes happening now. It's hurricane season, the most active hurricane season in recent memory. But, you know, ignore all the other planets in deep space that cause eclipses, that cause tide changes, that cause weather changes. Just ignore all that, because It's, you don't want to think about how you're on a big planet out in deep space. You're not supposed to think about that. You're not supposed to think beyond your little Twitter account, your little Facebook account, and your little box apartment. That's what they want you to do. Stuck on the internet ghetto, stuck in your little smart box apartment. That's how they want you to live, and you can't afford the carbon tax. That's only for the elites. So you've got all of this going on right now, and really more than anything, I think that it's, whether you believe in God or the biblical prophecy as, you know, divine intervention, it is playing itself out. I mean, you cannot deny that. If you read the Bible, it's undeniable that what you're seeing is happening and was laid before us in the Bible. That's why they call it the Rock of Ages. That's why the Bible's been around for thousands and thousands of years. So we've got Paul Nehlen coming up on the other side. We've also got tons of clips of President Trump's powerful speech at the UN today. He got a round of applause when he addressed Iran. He's receiving praise from Netanyahu overall on his speech. He said America first right to the UN's face. Boy, that really stung him. He also basically took some jabs at socialism and Venezuela, and the crowd was a little shocked. Whoa. Did Trump just bash the glorious socialism? How dare Trump say negatively that socialism doesn't work? In fact, here's what we should do on the way out. Let's go to Bernie Sanders, who wants a single-payer health system, brings on a Canadian doctor to try to prop up the single-payer system is great, and kind of came out with a little bit of egg on his face. Here's Bernie Sanders.
But if I have a patient who's got migraines and I need advice about how to manage it, they might wait several months to see a neurologist for a non-urgent problem like that, or non-urgent surgeries, the classic example being a hip or a knee replacement.
So how long will it take me in the
hospital? You know, it depends on where you are in the country. Sometimes it's a few months, sometimes it's a year. In some places, at some times, it's been even longer than that people wait for a hip
longer
or a knee
than
replacement.
A year?
And I think that's totally unacceptable. I don't think that we should stand for it in our system. There's no reason why people should have to wait. And
think about that. When are the times that you have to wait if you try to get a driver's license? These are the times whenever you have to deal with government. If you ever have jury duty, you're always constantly sitting around waiting. Anytime you have to deal with the government, even if you're like a witness to a minor incident, you're going to be sitting around waiting hours. Anytime you deal with the government, you're sitting, you're waiting. It's taxing. It sucks. You don't want to deal with it. Why would we want to put the government in charge of our health care? It makes no sense. And so here's Bernie Sanders. Single payer is the way to go. I want to bring on this Canadian doctor to tell you how great it is. The Canadian doctor's like, yeah, I can't stand for this. This isn't good. People have to wait years for simple hip replacement or knee replacement. Yeah, it pretty much sucks.
Okay, we are gonna have to end this segment early. Cut this from the feed. Don't even let them play it on the War Room. Don't let them do it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Now, this next guest in the war room, he does not support single-payer health care, and therefore he is a racist. Thank you, Bernie. Dr. Bernie. Oh, wait, he's not a doctor. So our next guest, though, is Paul Nehlen. And, wow, what a powerful guest Paul Nehlen is. Paul, I loved this story that I saw. Jake Gambino, I don't know who Jake Gambino is, basically insults you on Twitter, says that you're a meme, you're just a meme, apparently you're not even a human, you're a meme, running for Congress, and then he insults you, calling you a prick, and then your tolerant, you know, self, happy self says, hey, let's go out for coffee. He goes out to coffee with you, he realizes, wow, this guy's not a prick, he's not a meme, he's actually a nice guy, he's actually a real guy. I think more politicians need to do what you just did, Paul, and I think that that could clear them a path to victory. We're going to work on getting Paul's audio. I think we're having an audio issue right now, guys. Let me know when we've got Paul's audio. But the story is Coffee with Paul Nehlen, Talking Establishment Politics by Jake Gambino from NoQReport.com. Again, this guy insults Paul Nehlen on Twitter. Paul Nehlen says, no need to insult me. I'm a nice guy. Decide for yourself. Let's have coffee. They go have coffee. The guy writes a story about how he's a nice guy. Do we have Paul now?
How we doing out there?
There he is. Doing pretty good. Tell me about this coffee with Jake Gambino and just how this whole thing played out.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly what the post was, but Jake lives here in Wisconsin, and he commented on a post, and I saw it. I happened to jump on my Twitter at the time he made this post, and, you know, he took a shot at me, but the way I read it was he really didn't know who I was, and I thought, you know, if I can meet with some guy, a millennial, and have a conversation with him, you know, that guy could really be an ally to me. So it turns out that Jake works a 7-day, 70-hour shift, and he said, hey, I'm coming off a shift. He told me when, and I said, I'll meet you at 7 a.m. We can have coffee when you get off of work. And he said, are you sure? 7 o'clock's kind of early. You know, I had to drive 45 minutes. But I said, no, I'm happy to meet with you. So we met. We sat down. Jake came with a set of notes, a notebook. He was well prepared, ready to ask me questions, and had a lot of comments. And I was too. I mean, I have my notebook. You know, I carry a notebook with me all the time. And so we went back and forth, and Jake shared his thoughts with me, and I told Jake some things that I hadn't really shared in that earlier run against Paul Ryan. And Jake said, "Wow, you're a totally different guy than I am." In fact, if you go out there, we did a Periscope afterwards, and Jake was very kind in his words. And, you know, I had to trust him. I mean, I could have got him on the Periscope and Jake could have popped off again, but he was a good guy. And somebody on my Periscope said, hey, you red-pilled Jake, when in reality, Jake was already red-pilled. Jake knows that the government is not the solution to everything, which goes back to your, earlier Bernie comments, right? I mean, People in Venezuela, they've run out of pine cones to wipe their butt with, and they're running out of food to eat. So suggesting that Venezuela is the right answer, President Trump was right today to say, hey, Venezuela is a case study in failed socialism, not a failed case study. It's a successful case study. So I think, you know, we can learn. I can learn. I did learn from a 20-something-year-old guy. And he said in that Periscope, he said, this guy's smarter than I am. And I said, hey, look, I'm just older than you are. You know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from other people. I continue to learn from other people. I learned some things from Jake. So, you know, I wouldn't suggest to everybody the right way to meet me is to call me a name and I'll invite you out for coffee. But
you're telling me you don't want to get an onslaught of Twitter insults?
Yeah, well, I'll probably get them anyhow. That's okay. They don't scare me.
Well, you know what's amazing to me about this story, Paul, and is why I wanted to lead with it, is because there's this attack or this stigma on conservatives or Republicans when they get into politics that they're too big for the little guy. They're too big for one voter. They go after the big money. They go after the big fish. But that's not the new Republican Party that we're seeing. That's not the leader of the Republican Party, Trump. And that's kind of what you illustrated to me in this story. You're saying no voter too small. You know, even the detractors, I'm willing to take some time out to try to win them over. And I think that that's a tactic that the new bloods of the Republican Party, like yourself, that are going against the establishment, is really going to help lead them to victory. And it's something that they're taking up. They're taking after President Trump, to me, who has always been a bit of a people person. But let's get into taking on the establishment. That's what you're doing. You're taking on Paul Ryan, one of the biggest swamp creatures to me. And I'm just curious. I mean, he's obviously very distracted right now. He's still in Congress being the majority speaker. But are you on his radar yet?
Oh, yeah, clearly. He's spending tons of money in the district already doing ads. He did a fake town hall with CNN here about a month ago. He hasn't done a town hall. He has not done a public town hall. Paul Ryan has not in 2 years. He hasn't done one since before I announced I was running. And he claimed the reason was he didn't want people to be bussed in, protesters to be bussed in. But what he actually proved was he bussed in people himself from outside the district. He bussed in a woman who works at a Jewish synagogue who's the sister of a former senator here, Russ Feingold, Democrat. Paul Ryan's busting in Democrats to ask him questions, to give him opportunities to shoot at President Trump from his CNN-sanctioned safe space. That's who Paul Ryan is. And so I've had nine public town halls in the last 8 weeks. I just got eight more scheduled. I will be holding town halls every week. I've got one in 2 days in Eagle, Wisconsin. I'll be holding one every week for the next year until my election.
Is Paul Ryan going to join you? Paul Ryan?
No. But I'll tell you, I always have a chair set up for him with his name on it in case he does show up. And I always tell people ahead of time.
You put like a little rat there.
If Paul Ryan shows up here. Yeah, if Paul Ryan shows up, you guys in the audience are going to ask the questions. You guys will moderate the debate. So, you know, it could be exciting if Paul Ryan ever shows up. I don't expect he ever will.
But that's the story, though. That shows you who Paul Ryan is, that he runs to CNN. And to me, that says that he's actually catering to Democrats. He's catering to liberal voters. He doesn't even care about Republican voters right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, and nor is he supporting our Republican president. He's undermining him at every opportunity. We saw it with Tim Huelscamp. Paul Ryan undermined Tim Huelscamp and took him off the Agricultural Committee. And Paul Ryan will undermine the Republican Congress. He is the leader of the Tuesday group, the informal leader of the Tuesday group, the moderates, the ones who don't want to get rid of Obamacare. They want to keep as much of Obamacare as they possibly can while making it look like they're trying to get rid of it. It is really despicable what Paul Ryan's doing in Congress right now. And I might add, one of the things that that Jake was so upset about and that I was upset about was Paul Ryan acts like he is a conservative. But in reality, Paul Ryan is sitting on H.R. 38 and H.R. 2909, which are concealed carry bills, which are sponsored by over 80 members of Congress. Now, if Paul Ryan was a conservative, he'd bring them up for a vote, but he's never going to let them see the light of day. He is going to sit on them like he sat on the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, like he sat on Brian Babin's Refugee Resettlement Accountability Act bill. Like Paul Ryan sits on every conservative bill. He keeps them in committee. He could bring anything he wants to the floor for a vote, but he doesn't.
And now you are getting side-saddled and stonewalled by the GOP at events in your district. We're going to have more on that with Paul Malin on the other side. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, we had a earthquake hit Mexico. We've got a hurricane hitting the Caribbean, making its way towards Puerto Rico. We've got Trump knocks him dead at the UN. We've got all kinds of news. We're going to get to all of that. Right now, we have Paul Nehlen on the line. He is going to be running against Paul Ryan in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, recently, you got stonewalled by the GOP at an event in your district. You're not getting any help from the GOP right now, are you?
No, they're actively thwarting my ability to connect with voters. You know, I wasn't invited. First of all, I wasn't invited to a GOP event, and I am a announced candidate. Speaker Ryan was speaking there. Now, I have no intention of messing with Speaker Ryan's speech or anybody else's speech. In fact, the evidence that I finally turned over, which was that I had been a very good volunteer, back in 2014, you could see a bunch of back and forth emails between me and Kim Travis Wasserman Schultz, who I like to call her now, because she was the Walworth County chair, and I firmly believe that she was promoted to the District 1 chair because she really covered up any evidence that we were emailing each other. I had the key to the Walworth office and was passing out signs. And, you know, I'm a good guy. As I said with Jake earlier, I didn't come out and tout myself as some great GOP operative because I really wasn't. I was a guy that pounded signs. I made phone calls. I did things in the background. I donated my money and my
time. You're grassroots. Right? You're grassroots.
I'm grassroots. Yeah. All day long. All day long. But what do they do? As soon as I go against Speaker Ryan on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I get squashed, right? So I was supposed to go to, I wanted to go to this thing this weekend. I paid $250 to be a gold sponsor. Now think about that. I'm donating money to the group that's going to use it against me. Right?
You're just a lowly peon. We're the GOP.
That's right. Yeah. So, So they thwart me from going, and I said, that's it. I've had it. The gloves are off. We are absolutely at war now. Anything the GOP thinks that I was going to be a nice guy coming this time, not going to happen. I mean, I'll be nice to all the residents, but all the GOP here in Wisconsin's first district, the organizational people, those folks who intentionally squashed my ability to come to an event, they are off the reservation as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, they detonated a bomb in the first district because people are so enraged about what they're seeing. They are seeing the Donna Brazile type tactics. They're seeing the Debbie Wasserman Schultz type tactics out of the Wisconsin first district GOP. It's sickening, really. It's sickening.
And the only way, I guess, for you to fight this is to go boots on the ground, go door to door, tap into the grassroots, because as you said, they're not going to let you use the conventional, you know, party politics ways to reach voters. They're not going to let you use the gigantic arms of the GOP and their reach and everything that they've, you know, basically worked for over decades. So you're basically in this on your own. The GOP is going to completely back Ryan. The liberal media is going to completely back Ryan. And it's easy for us on a national level, and I want to kind of, for you to kind of put a localized feel on this for us. It's easy for us on a national level to say, hey, you know, Paul Ryan isn't popular. Nobody likes Paul Ryan. But locally, it's a different story. What does it look like to you locally? How involved are people right now in Wisconsin? How much is Paul Ryan on their minds? What are they feeling about Paul Ryan right now?
People are completely disgusted with Paul Ryan's treatment of President Trump. And I hear it all the time. And people text me while we were on the break. I checked my phone and four people were already texting me. You know, great job on this show. So first of all, you are reaching the first district clearly. Secondly, they
Hello,
were sending
first district.
Me earlier
Glad to have you with
today.
Us.
Yeah. For earlier today, they were suggesting, they were sending in notes with, instead of sending donations in to the GOP, because the Wisconsin GOP just sent out a mailer, they're sending them letters saying, you excluded Nealon from this event. We're sending our money to him, which is great. You know, I'm going around people. I'm putting this book here, Wage the Battle, that I just put out. You know, I tell the story of economic nationalism in this book. I tell the story of what an America First policy looks like. And this book, this show that we're doing right now, my boots on the ground, going out and doing open town halls. You don't have to go to CNN to apply for a ticket or post your questions ahead of time so that Speaker Ryan can whiteboard an answer for you. Speaker Ryan's going to businesses right now where he's got employees trapped in a meeting. So it's not a town hall. It's an employee meeting with a special guest. That special guest is Paul Ryan. Now, you know, here in Wisconsin's first district, there's Republicans, there's Democrats, there's independents, there's libertarians, there's people of all political persuasions in those meetings. And they can't ask an open question. They'd be afraid to lose their job. But that's how Speaker Ryan's doing it. And they are upset that he's doing that. So Paul Ryan's playing into my hands this time. You know, he should really debate his challenger. If he is so great, if Paul Ryan is so great, he should be able to sit in front of Wisconsin residents and make me look like an ass, right? Because I've been running businesses my whole life. I've been an engineer my whole life. Speaker Ryan should absolutely be able to wipe the floor with me. And I welcome that opportunity. I welcome the opportunity for Speaker Ryan to make me look like a chump on national news or even local news. But he won't do it because he can't do it.
Well, here's the psychology
of it. Paul Ryan can't do it.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it. Anyone that likes to engage in debate, myself included, you know, I don't walk into an arena knowing I'm about to get my ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah.
So that's basically what Paul Ryan is doing here is he knows he can't get in the arena with you. As you said, he knows he can't win a debate, but this is the psychology that the people need to understand. See, if Paul Ryan actually could hold a candle to Paul Nehlen in a true debate, then he would do it. That's why you challenge him. You have confidence in yourself. Paul Ryan doesn't have that confidence. Paul Ryan's confidence lays in the GOP, which now I want to talk to you big picture about that.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan has never really been behind Trump. He was staunchly opposed to Trump during the election process. He hasn't worked with Trump and his agenda so far as the speaker. So if the GOP is so behind Paul Ryan, to me, that says the GOP is against Trump.
Yeah, I largely agree with that. I mean, there is a large faction of the GOP that's against Trump. They don't want to see this wall built. That whole Tuesday group. I mean, you look at Charlie Dent, guy in Pennsylvania, bunch of these jokers. They bitched and moaned for as long as Obama was there and said, gee whiz, if we only had this, gee whiz, if we only had that. Well, now you got it all. Now what you don't have is an excuse. So what are they doing? They're resigning. They're saying, we're not going to run. Gee whiz. I mean, you look at some of these righteous candidates around the country, Omar Navarro out in California running in Maxine Waters' district. You
won't
look
debate
at Corey
him.
Stewart. Look at Corey Stewart in Virginia running against Tim Kaine. Look at Dr. Kelly Ward running against Jeff Flake.
Look at Dr. Shiva Ayodure running against Elizabeth Warren. Look at Carla Spaulding running against Wasserman Schultz. What do they all have in common? The incumbent won't accept a debate with the challenger every time. You know, a prize fighter. There used to be these things called prize fighters. When you held the belt, you held it up and you said, come and take it. These wimpy politicians are losers. Sorry, go ahead, Paul.
No, that's right. That's right. In fact, Adam Kinzinger here in the district adjacent to me, he's now got a challenger, James Martyr. And you know who found him? I did. Why?
No way.
Because Adam Kinzinger will be the next, he will be the next Senator McCain. Mark my words, Adam Kinzinger will be the next Senator McCain if we don't get rid of him. And that's why James Martyr is going to defeat Adam Kinzinger in 2018. I'm telling you, God is my witness, there is going to be more that are going to be announced. There are going to be more candidates running against these swamp creatures.
It's Make Congress Great Again 2018. Paul Nehlen, where can they find your website?
Go to electnehlen.com, electnehlen.com. Make a contribution. It's the end of the quarter. Once you get
Paul Nehlen, folks, we got to get Paul Ryan out. Paul Nalen's the one to do it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com for...
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. My name is Zucker and I run CNN. And what I'm going to do is we're going to take an old story that InfoWars already broke and everybody already knew. New York Times put it on their front page. Trump wiretapped. Trump team wiretapped. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that story and I'm going to claim it's an exclusive for CNN. We broke it. CNN broke it. Trump was wiretapped. Manafort was wiretapped. CNN broke it, even though the New York Times had it on their front page months ago. And Infowars.com had been telling you that for months. CNN broke it. Yeah.
It is interesting how CNN claims the exclusive with that. Regardless, though, look at what CNN is admitting. Oh, wait, Trump got wiretapped. Oh, wait, the dossier was fake news. Oh, wait, we just had to fire three people for fake news. Oh, wait, they're putting fluoride in the water. It's dumbing you down. Oh, wait, socialism doesn't work. So, CNN. But here's a bunch of celebrities that fall for CNN's fake news every day.
One thing that happens when you make as many wild, unproven claims as Trump does is that the people around you have to go to increasingly ridiculous lengths.
Just pause it right there. Just stop it right there. Just stop. I'm sorry. This is just too rich. The only people that make unsubstantiated claims nonstop is the people in this video. It's Seth Meyers. These are the people that make the unsubstantiated claims against President Trump. It's their livelihood. It's literally their lifeblood. And then he comes out here and says, President Trump makes unsubstantiated claims. And then he goes on and makes a bunch of unsubstantiated claims in this video. This is just go ahead and roll the video.
Okay, we saw another example of that when White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof.
I'm sorry, just pause it again. I can't even deal with this. So Seth Meyers says, they're all the same way. It's not just Seth Meyers. And they're probably all reading off a script, and this is just their job. I get it. They're actors. They're frauds. We have people like President Trump that go on air every day and make unsubstantiated claims. Now, here are a bunch of examples of those exact people like myself. Go ahead.
Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
You know what? Yeah, I'll agree with that. Trump has intelligence that I definitely do not. I agree. Listen, people, one more time. Trump's accusation is ridiculous and pathetic.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted.
Every single one of these people is a pseudo intellectual nitwit.
That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And the other one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. He said Obama is either a bad or sick guy. Maybe he means him as compliments. Like, yeah, man, he's bad. He's a bad guy.
The NSA's deputy director told the BBC it was arrant nonsense.
Is that a garden gnome?
Revealing a complete lack of understanding
news
in how the relationship works. And for their part, Jesus,
John Oliver is a human garden gnome.
Utterly ridiculous. And yet, rather than distancing himself from Spicer, Trump decided to back him up.
Are you asking, did I wiretap Donald Trump? Of course, I did it.
How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon/Watergate.
Hello. Ooh. Hey, Barack. Sorry, we have to investigate you on this wiretapping thing.
But you know I didn't do that.
I know, but we still have to investigate it. Otherwise,
ouch,
it'll look like I'm just
messing. Ouch. So Trump right about wiretapping. InfoWars right about wiretapping. All of these pseudo-intellectual nitwits, actors, wrong again. Wrong.
staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are into the second hour. Hey, did you know that you can find us on iTunes at War Room Show, brought to you by Alex Jones? That's right. You can find the full podcast of Everyday's show on iTunes at War Room Show. We've got so much news here and so many clips we haven't even plugged. We haven't even mentioned our Twitter account, at War Room Show on Twitter. We haven't even mentioned the live links, warroom.show, infowars.com/show. Again, haven't even done a plug. So guys, I'm going to do a plug right now because this is how we support this and this is how we launch to the next level. Of course, we've got big sales at infowarsstore.com right now. How about selectable food, 50% off right now with coupon code READY. 50% off right now with coupon code READY. Hundreds of dollars of savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com for emergency food. Earthquakes, hurricanes, wars, disasters, all of this stuff happens. It has a 25-year shelf life. Why not get insurance that you can eat, that can take care of you and your family in a disaster? 50% off. That's hundreds of dollars of savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com on select storable food. We've also got 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. That's another product, 50% off. So instead of having the poisonous fluoride in the toothpaste, InfoWars Super Blue toothpaste has no poisonous fluoride and instead has colloidal silver and iodine in there. A powerful combination to give you healthy teeth and gums. I think it's the best toothpaste on the planet. It's 50% off right now. That's less than $8 for a tube of Super Blue toothpaste. So you can get four of them, take care of your whole family. You'll be taken care of for plenty of time. How about 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula? Everything I just mentioned, 50% off. Chocolate or strawberry Caveman, 50% off right now. This is one of the most popular products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the bone broth packed with protein, chaga mushrooms, bee pollen, everything you need to recover after a workout. I think it makes for a great protein shake after a workout. I'm a fan of the chocolate myself. And don't forget, once you've added all of these items to your cart, when you get to checkout, for an additional 10%, enter coupon code WARROOM. So that's already more discounts after the discounts. So literally discounts on top of discounts on top of discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. And it starts with 50% off some of the most popular products that we have to offer. And then again, War Room for 10% off your entire order at checkout. Okay, so we just showed you a bunch of nitwits, celebrities in Hollywood and their ilk. You know, and part of me feels bad, you know, ripping on these people because, you know, I guess they're just doing their job. But I guess, you know, I shouldn't feel bad because they are dividing our country. They're dividing America, and divided we fall. So screw you guys. Screw these guys too. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper on Trump's Obama wiretap tweet, no wiretapping to my knowledge, so I guess James Clapper is a liar too, but we already knew that. Here's that clip.
Let me start with the president's tweets yesterday, this idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time.
Oh, there's a lie.
As a candidate or against his campaign.
Well, you know what?
I can't speak for other Title III mm-hmm. authorized entities in the government or a state or local entity.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if the FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance, would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order
yes.
on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point,
this is actually, I just realized this.
I can deny it.
Let it finish.
There is no FISA court order.
Not to my knowledge.
Of anything at Trump Tower?
No.
Well, that's an important revelation at this point.
Sometimes you notice things later on when you go back and listen to these clips. You know, I just realized James Clapper needs to clarify something from that clip. So first he's saying, you know, he doesn't. Can you actually pull up when was James Clapper no longer head of the DNI? Let's find out James Clapper's actually term there. Because first he's saying, yes, I would know about this. But then he's like, oh, but wait, I'm not officially there anymore. I can't speak officially. I'm not involved anymore. But when I was, I would have known that. But then Chuck Todd kind of steers the conversation in an opposite direction and says, would you have known if there was any wiretapping on the Trump campaign? Which he says, yes, absolutely, with confidence, yes. Is he saying that he still gets this classified information? Is James Clapper admitting that he's still colluding with the deep state and getting that type of classified intel? Or is he just making an overall general point saying that if there was such surveillance happening, the DNI would know about it? I think he needs to clarify that. On second thought, why would Clapper, because I'm almost defending him in this case, because he wouldn't know. He shouldn't know. When was Clapper's time up as DNI, guys?
It says that he submitted his resignation letter on November 18th, and he still had about 2 months to go on that. And so the surveillance of...
So he did just blatantly lie.
Yeah, the surveillance of Manafort definitely went on before that, before his resignation.
So he just outright lies. Then he tries to back out of it and go, oh, I'm not official. I can't make any official statements anymore. Even though he was the official when the wiretapping was going on. How do these people get away with this lie? Let's go to Susan Rice now, who did her best impression of Sergeant Schultz. She knows nothing about the unmasking of the Trump team.
Spoke earlier this evening with former Obama White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice, the author of that piece. It was her first interview since leaving the White House. I began by asking about the allegations leveled today by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes that Trump transition officials, including the president, may have been swept up in surveillance of foreigners at the end of the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today.
I want to know what a wet rat looks like.
Back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI.
Oops,
who also
we've confirmed the other.
No president, no White House.
The director of the FBI, another liar.
Another American citizen.
Former director now.
Come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA
court. Oh, my gosh. This is like, this is like a fine wine after decanting for the perfect amount of time. Let's go to another one of Susan Rice. Basically outing herself as a total liar.
Information on the Russia investigation. New details about what President Obama's national security advisor.
I need to get some OxyCleanse from InfoWarsStore.com because I've been constipated ever since I started working for CNN years ago.
Wolf, last week when Susan Rice met with the House Intelligence Committee.
Somebody get this man some OxyCleanse.
About unmasking the identities of Trump officials whose names were shielded in classified intelligence reports. Now, Rice was trying to figure out why the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates was in New York last December, because the Obama administration was not notified in advance of the Crown Prince's visit, which is typically custom. Now, it turns out the Crown Prince was in New York.
Susan Rice.
Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, Steve Bannon, his
they're
chief
getting,
strategist.
They're fitting her right now
Flynn,
for an orange jumpsuit, folks.
National security advisor. Now, the Washington Post reported on the meeting earlier this year, but this is the first we're hearing of Rice detailing.
Okay, so there's CNN. So basically, CNN bust Rice online, and now CNN is going to bust Clapper online. What is going on?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, Nano Silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trump spoke at the UN today and did a great job. It's been called one of his best speeches. It's being praised by Benjamin Netanyahu. He got a roaring applause for his stance on Iran. Let's go to some of these clips now of Trump's UN speech. Let's start with his stance on Iran.
Our past time for the nations of the world to confront another reckless regime, one that speaks openly of mass murder, vowing death to America, destruction to Israel, and ruin for many leaders and nations in this room. The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos. The longest suffering victims of Iran's leaders are, in fact, its own people. Rather than use its resources to improve Iranian lives, its oil profits go to fund Hezbollah and other terrorists that kill innocent Muslims and attack their peaceful Arab and Israeli neighbors. This wealth, which rightly belongs to Iran's people, also goes to shore up Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship, fuel Yemen's civil war, and undermine peace throughout the entire Middle East. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program. The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me.
So Trump there alludes to renegotiating the Iran deal or doing something about it, and hits Iran pretty hard on the stance they take towards America and Israel. Trump also addressed North Korea this morning during his UN speech. Here's that clip.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later. We saw it in the assassination of the dictator's brother using banned nerve agents in an international airport. We know it kidnapped a sweet 13-year-old Japanese girl from a beach in her own country to enslave her as a language tutor for North Korea's spies. If this is not twisted enough,
that's what it was.
Now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth.
That's Iran.
Has an interest in
That's
seeing
China,
this band of criminals
and that was the former Clinton administration
with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Trump also addressed the United Nations on how he wants to put America first.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first. All responsible leaders have an obligation to serve their own citizens, and the nation state remains the best vehicle for elevating the human condition. But making a better life for our people also requires us to work together in close harmony and unity to create a more safe and peaceful future for all people. The United States will forever be a great friend to the world, and especially to its allies. But we can no longer be taken advantage of or enter into a one-sided deal where the United States gets nothing in return.
President Trump also addressed the failed political cause of socialism. A real UN speech. It's how all speeches at the UN should be. You can hear the audience react. Some laugh, some jeer, some cheer at the realities of socialism. And the truth is, the voices that support socialism in this country, backing the Bernie Sanders types of politicians, are really just ignorant on what socialism really is. They've never been taught the true perils of socialism. They've never seen the true perils of socialism. They don't want to look at North Korea. They don't want to recognize that the Nazis were socialists. No, they don't want to look at history. They just want a virtue signal and live in a magical dreamland. But wow, what a great speech from Trump at the UN today. The first real speech at the UN, perhaps since the inception of the UN. We'll be right back with Jesse Lee Peterson on The War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
We are now joined by Jesse Lee Peterson, and he's a little twisted up by what he's seeing in St. Louis, my hometown of St. Louis, where we recently had another acquittal of an ex-cop that killed a black man. So the mainstream news ran out there, put a magnifying glass on it, and got them all hopped up. Now to the point where this actually just broke today on Fox out of Belleville, Illinois. Drudge just linked to it. You now have 8-year-olds kneeling for the national anthem. because black people are getting killed by cops and nothing happens. That is why you now have 8-year-olds kneeling during the national anthem. It's really sad to me, Jesse. It's really sad because there is a real issue, I think, with police. There are real issues that need to be addressed. There was a white boy killed by police. His name was Isaiah Hammett. He was also in St. Louis. No news coverage, no protests, no nothing. And his case was much worse than the other cases we're seeing. But it's sad to me because we can't actually address those issues, Jesse, because we're sitting here obsessing over skin color all day long. I know that you're really fired up about this. What's your take on the whole thing?
Oi, it's good to be on with you again. Thank you so much. You know, I want to say that the rage in the black community is palpable and is misdirected. Not all, but most black Americans are angry because they are coming from destructive homes, broken families. Fathers and mothers are not together. And most black men and women hate their mothers and their grandmothers who raised them because their grandmothers and mothers raised them with anger. And as you know, when you're angry at someone, you become like the person that you're angry at. You lose yourself and you take on their personality and you lose your personality. And so instead of forgiving their mothers and returning to their fathers, they are blaming on this false idea of racism. We all know now that there's no such thing as racism. It has never existed. It's a battle between right and wrong, good versus evil. It's a spiritual battle. It's either wrong or it's right. It has nothing to do with being male or female. They are blaming on so-called police brutality, but only white police brutality, which is another lie. I am grateful when I see officers out there doing their jobs, protecting the good from the bad. That's what we pay them for, and that's what they put their lives on the line for. Can you imagine that in the black community today, they are protesting over the killing of a drug dealer? A drug dealer, a criminal, a man who was out on bail, on parole. He was on parole. This man was killed because, according to all the reports, he ran from the cops. He slammed into the cops' car. He took off. He had a gun. And so he's dead because he's no good. But because of the anger in the hearts and minds of black Americans who have been directed, that has been misdirected for the last 50 years, they don't see what they are doing. And that's why we have to tell the truth. Normal people do not protest, destroy properties over drug dealers. Drug dealers, and especially this guy, was in the black community dealing drugs, killing the souls of young people, and in some cases, killing people with drugs. That's not normal. If they truly cared, if they didn't have this anger, why is it that they're not over in Chicago or even Baltimore and protesting against black-on-black violence, against the fact that in Chicago, the mayor of Chicago has a sanctuary city where illegal aliens are coming in, and that means that more violent because you have MS-13 gang violence, and they're coming in and they're bringing more crime into the community. Did you know that over something like 46,000, I believe, black folks have moved out of Chicago because they can't find jobs and because of the violence in that city? And yet, you don't see Black Lives Matter, this far-left, evil, radical, agitative organization that's worse than the KKK. Black people are angry, not all but most, and they cannot see what they're doing.
And I'm watching all of this break down, and like I said, there was a white boy that was killed by police. It was actually a SWAT raid, a no-knock raid. You look at that story, and you say, wow, there's really no comparison. They raided his house. They shot it up with automatic weapons. Okay, maybe there's an issue there. Maybe there isn't. But my issue is that we can't even address the real issues because we sit here and we just say obsessed with race. Oh, the cop was racist. Oh, the cop was this. Well, no, let's look at what they're being taught. Let's look at what actually happened that day. Let's look at the law. For example, with Mike Brown, Mike Brown was caught on camera assaulting, battering, and robbing a convenience store, which by law in Missouri, cops can use deadly force. But nobody protests that law. You see, so they don't actually know what's going on. And then you bring up Chicago. I was literally writing that down as you brought it up. That really is the ultimate Achilles heel, I think, to their protests. The fact that they never go to Chicago. They never recognize Chicago. They don't do it on the liberal media. They don't do it in their protests. It's almost like it just doesn't exist.
That's right. And they need to do it that way because you cannot control a moral person or people. You have to demoralize them. I don't know if you're married or not, but or dating. If you notice that if your wife or girlfriend wants something from you, or it could be the other way around. What she does is she tells you how wonderful you are. Oh, you're so handsome. I love you. My mother told me to date you. You're such a good man.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
And now your ego is puffed up. And while you're feeling good about the lie, she said, oh, honey, I need $100 to buy a mink coat. And then the moment you said, no, I'm not going to do that. We can't afford that. And then she switches it. She said, you are no good. You're not handsome. My mother told me not to marry you. And then now you're angry. And so in order to appease her, make her happy, you have to buy the coat. You have to give her the money because you're controlled by your emotions. You're controlled by what you think.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is the psychological aspect.
Yes. And black people are in a fallen state. They've fallen away from what is right. They have fallen away from God, and they're in a dark aspect of life, which is caused by the anger that starts in the home. But the children of the lie, instead of telling them to forgive their parents, they say it's the white man. They say it's racism. So they can keep them angry in order to manipulate and control them so that the hustlers can gain power and wealth. And that's what we are seeing happening in the black community. That's why they won't tell them the truth. They don't want them to wake up, because if they wake up, they'll take control of their own lives and start doing what's right. And the hustlers, the liberal media, the Democrats, the rhino Republicans, the never Trumpers would go out of business because they have no one to control.
Well, and I've dealt working in inner city schools, there's real issues there. One of the biggest issues that I usually found was the lack of funding. They can't get the funds they need. They can't get the funds they need to pay the teachers what the teachers need to be motivated to go to work and actually discipline the kids. Half the time they can't even discipline the kids because of the political correct policies. So there's real issues here. But then they go out and they destroy the city. Now they need funding to rebuild the city. Now that funding's not going to go to education.
That's right. And you know, I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama, and I went to a small black school, all black school. We didn't have a lot of money at the school, but what we had parents that we respected. We knew not to get out of control. We had teachers whom we respected, and we knew that if we did wrong, that they were reported to our parents. And so we did. We acted like kids, of course.
Yeah, no, that's the biggest thing. There needs to be fear that when you act up, your parents at home are going to discipline you. We just don't have that in some homes. We'll have more with Jesse Lee Peterson.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male. You're a white man.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Whoa.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
For the last 2 years,
this is video from the streets of St. Louis, the police chanting, "Whose streets are streets?" Obviously mocking the chants of the protesters who chant, "Whose streets are streets?" I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't really think that's a good idea from police. That's kind of instigating it. And again, I'm from St. Louis. I was in Ferguson when all that happened. This hits home to me. I know people, businesses that are directly affected with this, and it's not good. And police relations in St. Louis have not been good. Overall, I would say the police in St. Louis are actually good folk. I would say for the most part, obviously living and growing up in St. Louis, I ran into a few bad eggs. You're going to have that. You're going to get a bad egg every once in a while in a dozen. But it's really not that bad. Nothing compared to what I've seen in other cities, especially in college towns. Those cops are the worst. But regardless, they want to tell you that the cops hate you because of your skin color. And it's just not the truth. Jesse Peterson is with us. The Fallen State is the name of his YouTube channel. He's also got a book the antidote, dealing with exactly what he's talking about with us on the show today. Jesse, I know you had a point before we had to go to break. I'm not sure if you've still got that fresh on your mind. But just watching all of this, it doesn't help anyone.
And it never will. You know, what I hope for is that the moment that these people go out of control and start to do riots and to destroy property, they all need to be arrested and throw the key away. Because if you look at the kind of people that are out there, these are trash people. They are not good folks. These are dirty, nasty people. And they don't follow the laws of the heart. So we need strong laws of the land that we can enforce something to contain them. And I have to tell you, man, that what these people are longing for is a good father. The worst thing in life, there's nothing worse than this. The worst thing in life that can happen to a male or female, never mind the color, is to be turned away from your father. Because when you're turned away from your father, it leaves an emptiness deep down in the soul of your body, in your life. And nothing can fulfill that. No money, no physical love, no neighborhood, no nothing, until you return to your father. Forgive him for not being there. And when you forgive him, then God will forgive you. Then you will be made whole. You can see. Then you can speak up, but don't resent. But you're able to do what's right. And what Black Americans are missing, and a lot of these social justice white warriors, is the love of father, of a father. And so we need to start pointing that out, but yet punish them when they commit a crime. I want them to go to my website, if you don't mind, at rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com, and see what we have done over the last 27 years without one dime from the government. And another point I want to make is that I pray to God that we don't lose the straight, white, conservative, Christian man of power. Because if we lose him, and you see them going after President Trump, you see them going after some of the guys on the alt-right who are standing up for what is right. If they can get rid of the white, conservative, Christian male, or straight male of power, it's over for this country. If you notice, the average Black man isn't worth a dime. The average Hispanic male is not worth a dime. The only person that is holding this country together right now is the straight, white, conservative Christian male. Even Oprah said, racism is not going to exist until all the old white people die out. If we lose white Americans, we can say goodbye to the country. And that's why Donald Trump and straight white men are under attack today, because they are the glue to the foundation of this great country.
Well, and just to clarify what you're talking about, it's not because I'm white or no, because people are white. It's because this was the foundation of the country. It was the culture of Christianity. It was the culture of a strong family. It was the culture of independence. Obviously, these are the things that they're trying to wreck as well. And they feel like they can use the propaganda to instill hate in minorities against the white people in this country. And that's how they'll ultimately bring this country down. And I want to kind of combine a couple messages that you had there. One, you talk about the void that these people have when they aren't raised by their father or their father isn't in their lives. In the last segment, you talked about how they're so filled with hate. Do you think that they're filling that void with hate? And then, are they so convicted in their hatred that it's impossible to actually unlock their mind to reality because they're so convicted in their state of hatred?
100%. Because an angry person is like a drunk person, and you can't convince a drunk man or woman of anything. You can only show them the right way when they realize that they're wrong by getting to know themselves. And when they start to realize that they are wrong, it's no one else but them, then you can help them overcome. But Black Americans, and now young white men and women, social justice warrior or the Antifa group, they are coming from the same type of homes that Black people come from, and they are angry about that. But the children of the lie keep them angry by telling them it's the rich folks in the case of the Antifa. And with black people, they tell them that it's racism because they don't want to have a moment to pull away and start thinking for themselves and themselves and realize that anger starts in the home and has nothing to do with white people. And I know this for a fact because I had to overcome that. Believe it or not, I was a liberal, angry Democrat at one time. Once I moved to California, it didn't happen in Alabama on the plantation under Jim Crow laws because blacks were not teaching that. When I moved to LA, I believed into that lie from Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, the NAACP, and most of the black preachers who
and
are
the
not-
big lie, I'm sorry I have to cut you off, but the big lie is that you're a victim. That's the
yes.
big lie. Because when you're convinced you're a victim, you don't fight back. Because I was just thinking about this listening to you. I was like, I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm thinking, when I felt oppressed in school, or when I felt oppressed by the government, or when I felt, you know, anything, when I felt any sort of oppression against me, that put a chip on my shoulder. When I
yes.
felt oppression and if I felt I wasn't being treated fairly at work, that just puts a chip on my shoulder and makes me want to work harder, makes me more successful. But when you're convinced you're a victim, when you're told you're a victim, you don't have that. You don't feel empowered. You don't feel like you can change anything because you've been handicapped by the victim state.
Yeah, well, every angry person blame someone else and they feel like a victim. You cannot help that because you're disconnected from the source of life. You're disconnected from God, and Satan is your father, and he is a great deceiver. That's why you have to forgive so you can return to the tree of life. Then you know without a doubt all things are possible. You can overcome sickness. You can overcome diseases. You can overcome the mental illness of the mind. You are made whole. You can now see. But not one angry person walking this earth can see clearly. That's why we must forgive so we can come out of the darkness back into the light. And the light is within us. And until you get to know yourself, you will never return to the light. The real battle is not with the world around you. It's the conflict that's going on within you. And you are convinced by your mind, which is the mind of your father, the devil, that it's someone else, where really the conflict is happening within the individual and not with the world.
It's sad for me to watch this footage of people riding in St. Louis. That's my hometown. I know a lot of these people. I know people affected by this. It's really sad. And I do think there's hope for these people. I just, I'm not sure exactly what the antidote is. Of course, your book is literally the antidote. But another thing to me is like, I'm feeling like I'm living in the Twilight Zone, Jesse. Yesterday in New York City, you had literally a group of white people marching against white supremacy. I mean, what the hell is that? It's white people.
When I saw that, I thought out loud, what is wrong with white folks? You know, how do you go out and put your own life on the line like that? That is pure insanity. And I think that it's appeasement. I think that they think if they do this, somehow or another, black people gonna think that they're not against them and they're on their side.
Don't think I'm a racist. I'm virtue signaling. Love me, love me. Folks, that's Jesse Lee Peterson. His book is The Antidote, jlptalk.com. His YouTube channel, The Fallen State. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you. That was fun. I appreciate it, man.
It's always fun with Jesse. We're gonna have Jesse on more. And again, he gets fired up when he sees people victimized.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTru Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTru Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/...
The shows and hosted the pageants and all that kind of stuff. And we haven't spoken in a while, but...
I mean, I'm not here to tell nobody who they can and they can't be friends with.
Right.
And I think a lot of, you know, within this world, like I said, racism still exists. You never heard anything about Donald Trump being racist until he ran for president and won. Before then, everybody was like, oh... He's on WWE. He on different shows. Everybody, they like Donald Trump. As soon as he ran for president, because people don't like the truth. Because he come out and be like, somebody on the rap music, they make billions and billions of dollars from rap music, right? Mm-hmm. He speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass. You see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass. I had to grab that fat ass, right? This girl I was talking to, I grabbed
her
ass.
When he was talking privately about grabbing the girl in the vagina.
So he talking locker room talk. I mean, locker room talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed her by the pussy, and.
Do you think he should have been held to a different standard because he was running for the presidency?
I feel people shy away from realness. This man didn't do nothing. Hey, listen, if y'all didn't want the man in the White House, y'all should have voted the other way. He didn't, he ain't like he went and robbed. He done his homework. He done what he had to do when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to knock nobody. See, my thing is this. It don't matter who's in there. If Trump is in there, Clinton, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. That's not going to stop my drive. See, the thing is this. Too many people are worried about what Trump is doing and what other presidents are doing instead of worry about what you're trying to do and what level you're trying to get to. See, my thing, I don't give a fuck what nobody else doing. I got to worry about what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to get to. I'm not, a lot of times, oh man, it's going to affect us. Oh man, if you ain't making $400-600 million, man, it's not going to affect you no fucking way. So it's only going to affect somebody like me. I'm the mother that should be tripping.
On the tax end.
I'm just saying, period. I'm the mother that should be tripping. Mm-hmm. Paying $34, $25, $26 million. I should be tripping. But guess what I'm saying? It's all right. It is what it is. One thing that we all know we got to do. One thing we know that's going to happen for sure. We're going to pay taxes. We're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But while we here, live life to the fullest. Stop worrying about what everybody else doing. How I became successful and how I got to where I got to, I don't worry about what nobody else say. When a guy or a girl come into my life, all it do is make me work that much harder. So no matter what male or what female was in my life before, when they got out of my life, all I did was save me some money and made me work harder.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I don't know why everybody keep bitching about, and keep picking it and holding, you know what I'm saying? They walking and walking. Oh,
protesting.
We don't want this happening. My man, all that time you spending protesting, you could be at home writing down ideas, coming up with a business.
Mm-hmm. So do you think with the policies that is happening in the country now that, you know, with the, the new legislation that they're putting forward to get rid of the Dreamers, the people that have come to this country before they were even, they didn't even know any other country. They just came here with their parents. Now he wants to send them all away. There are a lot of people that are really not happy with his policies. Are you saying that they should just forget about him or not?
What I'm saying is this. A lot of times you meet people from other countries, meaning this. You meet people from that comes from other countries and be like, oh, I love my country. I love this. I said, you love your country so much. Why are you here? You taking up space for other people. We got some other Americans that love your job. But remember, this country will give somebody else from a whole nother country that they don't know about a loan before they even give American citizens a loan. So I don't know how many illegal people that we have in this country. Meaning, my thing is this. I'm not saying I'm with it. I'm not saying I'm against it. I love everybody. I love people from all around the world. My thing is this. Floyd Mayweather is not worried about nobody else's business. I don't worry about nobody else's business. A lot of time we spend too much time worrying and talking about everybody's business instead of worrying about our own.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns. Why we have them. Why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them. And why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Is the War Room.
This is the War Room. This is the Info War. This is the final hour of today's broadcast. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Warroom.show for all of the content, including the live feed. Infowars.com/show for all of our 10 hours of live broadcasting here that we do every day. Because you have supported us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we have decided to pay it forward and bring you the best specials, including 50% off emergency survival foods, 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off Caveman Bone Broth Protein True Paleo Formula, 40% off Knockout, 40% off Z-Shield, 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. So we have 50% off four different things right now, and that's just that I know of. There could be other things going on right now that I don't even know that are 50% off. 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off select storable food, 50% off chocolate or strawberry caveman, 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials products. That's like eight products in one. Then you got 40% off Knockout, 40% off Z-Shield, 30% off the Pro-Pure King water filter. So you go buy all those products, you get hundreds of dollars of savings, but then the savings aren't over. Add War Room, coupon code War Room at checkout, and you get another 10% off. You're talking about hundreds of dollars of savings buying all of this together. And then entering coupon code War Room, and you will get free shipping when your orders, I believe, go above $50. So, folks, get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all of our specials. Support this broadcast. give us the fuel cells that we need to take this ship to deep outer space to continue to change the world. We are now joined by Ruben Obed El Mejor. He is boots on the ground in the middle of Hurricane Maria right now that is encroaching on Puerto Rico. It's already devastating the Caribbean islands. Florida governor is watching it right now in case it heads north. What are you seeing right now, boots on the ground, Ruben Obed El Mejor?
How you doing, Owen? It's a pleasure to be on. Basically, I was out today, actually, putting together a report, and the situation seems very, very serious. People are really taking it serious this time. When Hurricane Irma came around, even though some people were concerned, they were like kind of lighthearted, and you could feel the vibe in the atmosphere. But today was all different. I went out, I saw all the stores, businesses, they boarded everything up. You know, it's been like drizzling on and off. And I went down to the river near where the bridge is, and the water, the sewage water, had come up the street around that area, was, you know, full with like sewage and pieces of like toilet paper. So it seems like there's like water already collecting from underneath the ground. It smelled real bad in that area. And you know, a lot of people are concerned, you know, especially now that it's from what I heard on the news, it was Category 5. And but the concern is actually felt a lot more than with Hurricane Irma.
Right now, Puerto Ricans are being told to evacuate or die, essentially. Now, where are you located exactly?
I'm in the town of Dorado, which is close to San Juan, near the north of the island. And I'm actually relatively close to the beach. I'm about maybe a 3 or 4 minute drive from the beach. And a lot of friends have told me, well, aren't you worried about the water surges? But not really, in the sense that we're exactly where I am, and I live like in the center of town. It tends to be very, very high up. So, you know, in terms of flooding, I'm really not concerned of that, at least in my area where I live. But in the other adjacent areas, yeah, you know, we're really close to a river too. And around that area, there probably will be flooding. Because I was earlier today, and the water was rising a lot, you know.
Yeah, the storm is very, very vast in its size. It hit the small island of Dominica as a Category 5, briefly went down to a 4, and is building power again as it approaches Puerto Rico. But you're saying, even though you're close to the beach, you're not worried about a storm surge because you're kind of raised above sea level.
Exactly. Well, my town in particular is, yeah.
Now, what are you seeing for winds and rain right now as the hurricane is approaching?
Right now, the only thing, just some, you know, all of a sudden, gusts of wind, drizzling, and it'll stop. Right now, there's really nothing happening outside. I'm looking through my surveillance camera. It's not even raining. It's, you know, it actually looks really calm. But from what I understand, I think the news said that around 8 in the morning is when things are going to get really, really strong here.
There's also stories saying that Puerto Rico is imposing rationing. What are some of the messages that you've heard from local media that you're hearing from government actually down there?
In terms of rationing, I haven't heard anything. I do know that the government here, the organization, sometimes they put a freeze on products so that people don't, you know, raise the prices during these type of events. But in terms of rationing, I really haven't heard anything, you know, at least at this moment.
So right now, it's Hurricane Maria. It has just hit the Caribbean. It is moving towards Puerto Rico. They are expecting significant damage, significant wind to hit. There you can see the graphic of Hurricane Maria as it moves towards Puerto Rico. What about your neighbors? What about your friends? What about your family? What is everyone else thinking? You're saying Puerto Rico is kind of on edge. Everybody's taking it very seriously. But what are the actions people are taking?
People are boarding up their windows, to their houses, to their businesses. I see everybody's in a water frenzy. You know, there's no water in the stores. batteries are gone. Even
so, the stores have already basically already been raided and bought out of everything that's essential.
Pretty much so. And about maybe an hour ago, I went to a little corner store here, right next to my house. Everything else is closed, even the gas stations. They're already closed. And the little corner store had a line from the front all the way to the back of the store. You know, wow. So it's amazing. This wasn't like this during Irma. Like, people were taking Irma kind of lightly. But this time, I mean, you feel the difference in the street. You feel the concern.
You know, it's almost the same thing that we saw here with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma too, where Hurricane Harvey, you know, there wasn't really a big buildup until it was actually encroaching landfall. And then after we saw the devastating effects of that, everybody took Hurricane Irma real seriously and basically, you know, evacuated, got out of Florida, took it more seriously. You're saying you're kind of seeing the same thing, basically with Irma and now Maria.
Yes, and I include myself in that because I really, you know, I grew up in the States, so I really haven't, I grew up in New Jersey, so I really haven't faced hurricanes like this before. So when Irma came around, I was actually excited, you know what I mean? Like, oh, God, a hurricane. And then when I went through it, and it took, you know, I had to be 5 days without electric and going through that, and the heat was unbearable. And
Wait a second. Whoa. You're telling me that you went 5 days without coal burning electricity and we still get these hurricanes caused by man-made climate change. How is this possible?
I don't know, man. I don't.
Wait a second. No. They said that Florida was without power for days. They were without power in Puerto Rico. We're causing these hurricanes. I'm so confused. We shouldn't be having them anymore. You guys didn't have power.
We didn't have power, man. I don't know.
But you got your power back now. You've got your power back now. I would expect to lose it again with the major hurricane coming, though.
Well, the funny thing is that the power was taken away before Irma even started. So I'm anticipating the same thing here. Probably tomorrow, you know, I probably won't have electric. And I had spoken to somebody.
All right, folks, that's Ruben Obed El Mejor. Again, he's in Puerto Rico. They took the power away last time, and the foods are already out of water. The stores are out of food and water. We'll be right back.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
It's
not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter. WarRoom.show for all of the content and the live feed. And you heard from Ruben Obed El Mejor. They don't have water, they don't have food in their convenience stores. That's why we sell emergency food. That's why we're selling it for 50% off right now, so that you can be prepared when a hurricane or natural disaster strikes. And I want to go back to Ruben here momentarily. Ruben, you interviewed a local mayor down there. Tell us quickly about this interview.
I went into town basically to do a report and get, you know, footage. And I ran into the mayor, who were actually doing a Christian circle around the plaza praying for all the municipal workers. And so, you know, I approached him since I know him, you know, like casually. I see him all the time. And, you know, basically I spoke to him, and he was speaking about that they have everything in place to help people. They have 6 shelters available for people. But, you know, like, since this is such a big hurricane, you know, they can't anticipate every aspect of it. But overall, the vibe that he gave me was that they pretty much got, you know, things already in place to help people out in terms of, you know, a disaster. So it was actually kind of comforting hearing him, you know, speak that way, you know, that at least 6 shelters. I think, you know, this is not a big city. So to have, you know, 6 shelters available, I think it's, you know, it's a good thing. I think that at least the mayor here, he's always done a really good job. He's been here forever, but he's a great mayor.
Let's go to a part of that interview right now.
Hello, my people. Transmitting for InfoWars with the mayor of Dorado. Estamos con el honorable alcalde Carlitos López en el pueblo de Dorado. Just want a few words about what's going on, what plans are happening in preparation for Hurricane Maria. El alcalde de Dorado. ¿Puede ser en español? No hay problema.
A fraternal salute to all the viewers of this program and our Hispanic brothers and sisters as well. We are in preparation to receive Hurricane Irma. We're ready to receive the storm, but it is one of a large category which can cause great devastation. Basically, in the case of the town of Dorado, we have 6 shelters available. for those people who cannot be in their area, which may be a high-risk flooding area or right in front of the Atlantic Ocean, or whose residents, due to weak infrastructure, cannot withstand the storm. We will place these residents in other shelters, and they can be at ease in relations to their family members because they have been very well oriented, and we expect everyone to take things with great seriousness and responsibility and follow their family emergency plan to avoid human casualties overall. We will have material losses. There is no doubt about that. But we will stand up once again. The Puerto Rican people, with all their heart, have gotten back up in other occasions, and we will do it once again. We just finished a circle of prayer with all of the municipal workers proclaiming that in the midst of this storm,
there
the Lord
is
of the heaven
a circle
and the earth
of prayer
is in
right
control,
there for our TV audience.
And in there lies
Ruben,
our faith.
Thank you so much for this interview. Thank you so much for your reporting. You stay safe down there, all right, brother?
I cannot hear you, Owen.
Just saying, stay safe down there. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
I can hear you now. Okay. I'm sorry about that. It was an audio problem.
Hey, no worries, man. We just want to make sure that we thank you for that interview. Thank you for coming on, and stay safe down there, all right?
Thank you.
All right, there goes Ruben Obed El Mejor. He actually also entered the We Love Our Somalis video contest. You may remember his entry. It almost won. Okay. I've got a ton of news to cover before we close out the show. Where do I want to begin? Let's just pick up a stack and get right into it. CNN admits Trump right about wiretapping claim. This was an amazing development that we had today. Of course, they tried to say that Trump claiming he was wiretapped was fake news. It's fake news. It's unsubstantiated. He got made fun of in Hollywood. He got made fun of on Saturday Night Live. He got made fun of by the establishment politicians. And Trump was right again. And it wasn't CNN that broke the story. It was InfoWars, and it was Trump, and it was Corsi. We broke the news, not CNN. You know, this is actually interesting. Mueller has hired 9 former Democrat donor lawyers, and now they're stepping up their claims in the Russia probe, threatening indictment. This is all a desperate act, folks, because they have nothing. They came after Mike Flynn Jr. Okay, that's how desperate they are. They literally have nothing. And because Trump is making America rich again, they can't stand him. Dow is up 22%. That's 4,000 points since the election. Yesterday was another high. And then again today, Dow hits record high as Fed meeting starts and Trump talks to the UN. So everything hitting highs, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, they're all hitting record highs. Real quick again on Trump's UN speech. He gets praised from Netanyahu and Israel on his speech today. He draws applause for blasting Iran's murderous regime. So he took on Iran today in his speech. He calls Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and says that he's on a suicide mission for himself and North Korea, and says that we will totally destroy North Korea if we have to. Again, Rocket Man on a suicide mission. And then talks about Venezuela, the problem in Venezuela being socialism, not poorly implemented, but faithfully implemented socialism. Absolutely, President Trump. Thank you so much for shedding light on the issue of socialism. Here's an interesting one. First, you have this story linked on Drudge. Potentially deadly bomb ingredients are frequently bought together on Amazon. So you buy ingredients for a bomb, and then I guess you buy another ingredient for a bomb, and then like Amazon does with its algorithms as part of their marketing process, it puts these things together and say frequently bought together, and then they provide you the package and you can just basically buy a homemade bomb kit on Amazon. So interesting. See if they address that. Meanwhile, cell phone bomb found hidden in passenger luggage by x-ray machine in an airport in India. A cell phone bomb. Let's recall that ISIS said they were going to start using cell phone bombs just a few months ago. Here's an interesting one. Awan judge violated federal law and ethics on Homeland Security case, failed to disclose close relative works for Homeland Security. Now, not being a legal expert, I do dabble a little bit in law. I've worked for an attorney in the past, so I know a little bit, not enough to completely vindicate exactly what they're saying. But here's what I really took away from this story, folks. This is huge. U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is presiding over the Awan and Alvi, his wife, bank fraud case in D.C. Well, her and her husband, Peter Krauthammer, are both Obama appointees. So you've got Democrats probing Trump, and you've got Democrats and Obama appointees ahead in charge of bringing down the Awans and getting the truth behind the Awan scandal and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So how do you think that's going to go, folks? That's a rigged job. That's the deep state. That's the swamp. That's what we need to drain. They should recuse themselves. Why don't they recuse themselves? More news on the other side.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to have a real debate about the Matrix, about the electronic grid that we're all put on, we're all voluntarily putting ourselves on because it's trendy, because it's cool, and because we gotta have Facebook, I gotta have the new iPhone. And then this was a great meme from the Free Thought Project that I wanted to share with you. NSA, we're good on fingerprints, Apple. We need 3D scans of everyone's face. Apple, we got you, fam. So that's right. NSA got all your fingerprints thanks to Apple, and now thanks to the new iPhone X and really Snapchat. And it doesn't matter. I've got an old Samsung Android here. It's an old phone. Even it has the face scanning technology on it. It might not have the 11 different data points of gathering the face data like the new iPhone X has, but believe me, they've got the retina scanning and everything right there to go with it. Then, this story breaks on Drudge. Trust has been an issue for Facebook ads. And then in the story, this is a CBS News story, trust has been an issue for Facebook ads. In the story, it talks about how Facebook is basically an advertiser's dream or a marketer's dream. A digital walled garden where 2 billion people hand over information about where they work, what schools they attend, what they like to do, what their friends like to do, who they hang out with, their family, where they are, GPS, everything, where they eat lunch, the whole nine. So yeah, the NSA likes that. The marketers like that. The deep state likes that. The New World Order looks like likes that. They all like that. Puts you on the electronic map, folks. Briefly, TV ratings are hitting a new low for the NFL. And don't let them try to twist this. People are boycotting the NFL because Kaepernick doesn't have a job. You wait. They're going to try to twist it. No. People aren't watching the NFL because they're sick of anti-American people protesting the national anthem. That's why they're not watching the NFL. Now, we've got some clips here. Let's start with good old Nancy Pelosi, who gets shouted down by dreamers at an event.
They are our VIPs. They're our purpose, our very important.
And she's struggling. Who brings notes to a protest?
Within minutes, some 50 teenagers had taken over Pelosi's appearance. And for the next 40 minutes, they turned the tables on the liberal congresswoman, accusing her of paying lip service.
Look at Nancy Pelosi. She literally has no idea what's going on. Wow, that is sad. 11 million, what?
And while they harangued Pelosi...
So literally, they're here fighting for non-citizens. Nancy trying to deal with the crowd. 77-year-old mentally defective woman.
And it's beautiful to our ears to hear your protection, your self-dignity.
So now they're eating their own. Now they are eating their own. Poor Nancy.
Just stop it now.
Uh-oh. Oh. Nancy, uh-oh.
That this fight will be won with 11 million people in the streets.
This is actually incredible. 11 million people in the streets. I'll tell you what. You know what? Go ahead. So poor Nancy, the doddering, mentally defective old lady here. Just go back. You know what? That's pretty much it.
They're arguing against the Dream Act. But directing their anger at Democrats is so ridiculous.
Ha ha! Ha ha! So Nancy Pelosi basically just realized that all of these people protesting in America are complete fools. They have no idea what they're protesting, who they're protesting, or why. And now Nancy Pelosi just had to deal with it in real time. And she's like, what's going on here? I'm standing up for them. Why are they protesting me? And I kind of feel bad for the poor lady. I mean, she's perhaps suffering from dementia or something else is going on with her. I mean, she's an old lady. She's 77 years old. I'm shocked she was able to even get out of that event without like having a seizure or some sort of serious mental breakdown. So I got to give her credit there. But how about that? 11 million people in the street. So that's the magic number. They say there's 11 million people here illegally. Okay. So go ahead. Let's put the 11 million. It's probably closer to 20 million, but let's put the 11 million illegals in the street and then let's just have ICE round them up and arrest them. So I actually love this plan. I am totally down. I want to see all 11 million non-citizens that are here illegally marching in the street. Absolutely. And then let's get ICE out there. Let's get DHS out there. You know, let's get counterterrorism out there, local police. Let's get them all out there. Let's arrest them all. You're proud to be a non-citizen. You're proud to break the law. Go ahead, march in the street, and we'll be proud to arrest and deport you. So I'd love to see that, 11 million non-citizens in the street. Now, let's go to a Hillary Clinton supercut. This has a lot to do with why so many people are upset and marching in the street, because they were told Hillary Clinton was going to win by fake news, and then she didn't.
I was sure that you were going to win. I mean, let me take you back to that night. I know. But I cheated.
I thought I was going to win, but for that intervention, I would have won.
I would have won, but for Jim Comey's letter.
Absent that, I believe, and I think the evidence shows, I would have won, but for that Comey letter, she would have won.
The election been on October 27th, I'd be your president.
You know, he didn't win the popular vote. He squeaked through in the Electoral College.
He did win, in fact. Well, I won the popular vote.
I did win the women's vote. I got more white women votes than Barack Obama did.
I won 3 million more votes than the other guy.
Right.
Remember, I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. He should worry less about the election and my winning the popular vote, because we won the popular vote. So,
well, I just realized
significantly,
something.
She would have won.
I would have won.
I would have won.
I would have won.
What happened?
Wow.
I won.
I just realized something else they did. They changed Hillary's haircut to make her look more presentable as a soft person, kind of like a childlike look. That's kind of a child bob haircut, as opposed to like the, like crazy, like Korean, like crazy scientist, like hair that she has, like looks like she just got out of a, some sort of like ethanol explosion or something. So basically Hillary admits, I had the whole thing rigged. I thought I was going to win. We told the world that I was going to win. And then the American people took their destiny back. I honestly can't. Hillary Clinton makes me nauseous. That woman is the devil. Now let's go to Yvette Falarka, who is an absolute, just a freak of nature, really. Go ahead with Yvette Falarka. Nazi scum, get off our streets. Americans defeated the Nazis. So the literal blood of people that defeated Nazis are getting chanted at as Nazis. That's Yvette Falarka.
He's a coward. He's a coward. He's right here. She's another one. Right over here. Right over here.
Right over here. Right over here. Right over here.
What is
this? Now, this is base stick man that she's calling out now.
Get out. You're not welcome here.
We're not your middle school student.
Not welcome here. But all of the illegals are welcome here. The rapists, the drug dealers, the gangbangers, they're all welcome.
Out.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was good. Don't turn your back to them, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No. All right, sorry, we gotta go ahead.
And then Falorka hits Lauren Southern.
That just pushed me.
There's a vet. She shoves Lauren Southern. I don't even know what to say. I mean, these people are nuts. I tried to get a vet Falorka on the show. She wouldn't join me. Shocked. She has the intelligence of an ant's antenna. Not antennae, plural, antenna, single.
All the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, folks. Have you ever heard the saying, do as I say, not as I do? This is basically the Cree of the modern day liberal, of Hollywood, of the Democrats. And I've just got a stack of news here. We're just going to close the show out. This has been the War Room. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 Central, right here, infowars.com/show, warroom.show. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We're going to finish this show out today with this stack of liberal nonsense news to just show you how it's all about do as I say, not as I do. The all-powerful virtue signaling liberal is beyond reproach. Let's start off with this one from the Daily Caller. Matt Damon wants to limit school choice for your kids, but sends his kids to posh private schools. Just like all of the other liberals. And there's really no comparison today between private education and public education. Well, I mean, I guess if you want to compare apples to a turd, essentially, in a lot of cases, maybe it's not that bad. I shouldn't say it's that bad. Some public schools are actually doing okay. But especially in the inner cities where they don't get the funding, they don't have teachers that are motivated, they don't have discipline. So you want those kids and the parents that care to have other options, be able to afford other options. That's what the Trump administration wants. That's not what Matt Damon wants, because then your kid might be going, I guess, to one of his posh private schools, and he doesn't want that. I'm really not sure exactly why these people want to limit the choice for your kids. But again, it's against the Trump administration, so then it really all makes sense. Anything against the Trump administration is good. Student exposes professor's astonishing anti-Trump diatribes. An exasperated student at Bridgewater State University decided Monday to expose her professor's extensive rants against President Trump and his supporters after noticing that Professor Garrett Nichols assigned readings that emphasized Obama and Bill Clinton and even made fun of Bush. Alyssa Hood discovered several astonishing anti-Trump posts on his Facebook page. And they're showing the post. Go ahead and show the post. It's a family show, so I can't actually read this, but, you know, it's F Trump, F anyone who voted for Trump, F anyone who tries to explain to me real needs of people who voted for Trump. That's right. You're not a human if you voted for Trump. Just F you, you know, just F you. see if you guys can pull up the B-roll of that professor that basically did the same thing to me. Hey, ma'am, why are you out here supporting? Why are you out here protesting President Trump? F you, F you, F off. I'm a professor. That's literally what she did. So now I look like a complete jackass because I was impersonating a liberal professor at UT at a Trump protest who literally made fart noises at me and cursed at me when I asked why is she protesting Trump. Look at that. Look at how good this crew is, folks. Here's there. Oh, F off. So there's the original F off and there's the fart noise. You can't make this stuff up. And then you have, we don't need the audio. It's a family show. They're cursing the whole time. So then you have this professor that goes on Facebook and says, F you, F everyone, F, 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 F. And these people teach your kids at public institutions of higher learning, folks. I'd say boycott all public schools just about at this point. At least public colleges, I would say 95% boycott. I would say high school is probably more like 85-80% boycott. That's at least what I would say. I wouldn't send I don't have kids, but if and when I do, they're probably not going to go to a public school. Now, you always hear Alex Jones talking about the arrested development of America and its youth. And then you see this. Today's U.S. teens, about 3 years behind 70s generation when it comes to sex, alcohol, and getting jobs. Okay, well, some might argue that it's better. Maybe perhaps they're not engaging in felonious sex and drug use at a younger age. Regardless of that, though, getting jobs, getting into the real world, getting real world experience, no. They're totally sheltered, and this again, it all comes back to the public education system. It all comes back to the indoctrination of these people by the public schools. They don't want, it's just like what Floyd Mayweather said. I've said this. Instead of spending all this time protesting, writing up a Facebook post, you know, doing whatever against Trump, go get a job. Go write a book. Write a poem. Go run a mile. Do something productive. Do something to better yourself. And then when you come out on the other side of that, a better person, an empowered individual, a confident individual, an individual with some sway, with some pull in society, then you can actually do something politically. Then you can actually do something economically. But they don't get it. They just want to be Arrested Development lazy bums and have the world handed to them. That's why the modern day teenager is years behind when it comes to real world experience and having a properly functioning brain. Some Bay Area schools want to ditch the A to F grading system. So that'll help. I'm sure that will help stopping the arrested development of teens. I'm sure that ditching the grading system will make teens grow up faster, mature faster, and become adults faster. No, this will continue the indoctrination of the youth to being lazy slobs that expect everything handed to them. Oh, we don't want to give you an A to F because if you get an A and little Joey gets an F, well, how is that going to make little Joey feel? Well, little Joey, you know, smokes pot behind the dumpster during class and sleeps during class and skips class, while little Susie that got the A shows up every day, focuses on school, does all of her homework, and turns it all in. So, but don't offend little Joey. Just because little Joey didn't try as hard to get the A doesn't mean that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't deserve to feel bad because Susie did better. So let's just eliminate grades. Let's eliminate grades. Let's eliminate genders. Let's eliminate language. Let's eliminate history. And you're starting to see the real agenda. You're starting to see the true means to the end of America that the liberals are trying to do. And the true end of modern day liberalism in America is literally suicide. It's literally death. I mean, if they think man is killing the earth, what do you think the equation is to stop killing the earth? It's basic math. Students offered extra credit to determine their level of white privilege. Can you believe this crap? Let me say that again. Students offered extra credit to determine their level of white privilege. Probably a white professor, by the way. In fact, I would guarantee you this was a white professor. Peggy McIntosh, so we can actually look this up potentially. Peggy McIntosh, Associate Director of the Wellesley College Center for Research on Women. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're doing real research on women. Describes white privilege as an invisible package of unearned assets. This makes me sick. Which I can count on cashing in each day, but about which I was meant to remain oblivious. White privilege is like an invisible, weightless knapsack of social provisions. Maps, passports, code books, visas, clothes, tools, and blank checks. If there's any white privilege, this whole thing, first of all, we all have the American privilege. We're all privileged to be in America, the greatest country that offers us an opportunity to go from the gutter to a mansion. That's America. And God forbid that somebody, whether they be white or black or Asian or Indian, whatever it is, have parents that care about them, had a successful life of their own, and then want to nurture their children to be a success. How dare they? That's white privilege now. And then you can go through the list here, folks. I was going to do it. I'm not going to. It's just. How about this one? High school under fire for project reenacting slavery. So a high school, Whitney High School, they literally force kids to bound their hands together and crumple up into a dark room as if they were slaves. That's nice. And then you wonder why all these people get upset and think America's the worst and then think everything's racist. Poll. Nearly a fifth of students support using violence to shut down free speech. That's from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars. That's Antifa. This is an older story. Mom loses lawsuit against school that secretly gave her son transgender treatment. The school turned the boy into a girl, and then the court throws out the lawsuit. But how about this? Rob Reiner Rob Reiner launches committee to investigate Russia. The Butterbeam himself, Rob Reiner, is going to save America by investigating Trump and Russia. There he is. He takes a full stick of butter just to get out of his limo, but he makes it. It's Rob Reiner, folks. He's going to save America by exposing Russia. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. InfoWars.com/